Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, declares that the Jewish settlements in Israel are legal. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table explaining why this is the case.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Your comments on the U.S. policy change on the settlements that they are now legal. What are your thoughts?
Jimmy, the communities of Jews living in Judea and Samaria were always legal. Back in 1978, the State Department legal advisor Hansel made up some legal gibberish without any sourcing, without any footnotes, without any real arguments that lawyers can deal with. And that was the situation. I have on my blog a couple of years ago, I found out that Albright, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, admitted they're legal. President Reagan admitted they're legal. It was just the Democrats and some of the left-wingers in the State Department who tried to promote the idea that they're somehow illegal rather than, at the worst, disputed. And so what Mr. Pompeo and his staff did was simply return things to truth. I would even say God's truth. But for you and I, that's enough. But for lawyers, it's also true that the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria are legal. They've always been. And anything that has been illegal has been previous Arab occupations of that land, especially the Jordanian occupation, which no one really remembers today or recalls.
Winky Medad explaining why the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria are legal, as declared by the United States Trump administration. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. For years, since the Six-Day War in 1967, there has been a debate on the world scene as to the legality of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. History would fall on the side of legality when studied closely. Political leaders have proclaimed the Jewish settlements are legal as well. But as Winky Medad stated in his report, the Bible, which should be the final word on the issue, it states that God's promise of this piece of real estate is the land that the Lord has promised to the Jewish people. That's based on his promise, backed by his holy name. That's Ezekiel 36, verse 22. However, the Bible also states that there will be a conflict on the issue. Ezekiel chapter 35 reveals that the Palestinians will kill the Jews and then steal the land which God has given to the Jews forever. This debate, legal or illegal, will continue until Jesus returns to establish the forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...